Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the language of medicine and law today. Visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR17. Memoria Press, a classical Christian education that works.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We were speaking recently about the tragic allegations that have been piling up now, it seems, for the better part of a decade at Willow Creek Community Church that recently came to a head with a story in the Chicago Tribune about Bill Hybels and inappropriate behavior. The last time we talked about this was on the occasion of Bill Hybels resigning his position as the lead pastor there after 42 years, just premature of his planned retirement from that position. Joining us for an update on these allegations and the process involved, Manya Brashear Pashman, religion reporter for the Chicago Tribune. Manya, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Todd.
How would you summarize the allegations that have been leveled against Bill Hybels?
Well, about 2 months ago, we did an investigation here at the Tribune that found several women had allegations against Pastor Hybels, including suggestive comments, extended hugs by a pastor who claimed he didn't like to hug, an unwanted kiss during a trip to Sweden and inside a hotel room. And apparently he issued a lot of invitations to hotel rooms or his hotel suites over the years on international trips.
So how initially did the elders at Willow Creek Community Church respond to the accusations of this inappropriate behavior leveled against then lead pastor Bill Hybels?
Well, they really defended him. He defended himself and they stood alongside him and defended him. Some of the allegations were called flat out lies, and some were called just misunderstandings or misinterpretations of things that he had said, and really emphasized the fact that he had really tried to empower women over the years in ministry. So they really, really defended him pretty strongly.
At some point, things changed, and Bill Hybels stepped down ahead of schedule. He was planning to retire, but he stepped down ahead of schedule. How would you summarize those events?
Yeah, so he was the founding pastor of Willow Creek Community Church, as well as the Willow Creek Association, which is a network of churches around the world that kind of follow the Willow Creek model. That was 42 years ago, and so he was set to retire in October. But then he decided to step down 6 months earlier. He said he didn't want to be a distraction to the ministry, and the elders publicly, reluctantly said, okay, goodbye. He also stepped down from his position of the Willow Creek Association. And, I should also emphasize that the elders had done inquiries of the pastor because it is their responsibility to hold senior leadership accountable at that church. That's the responsibility of elders. They had conducted inquiries. They had also hired an outside law firm to conduct inquiries of some of the allegations. And they had, all of those inquiries had cleared Bill Hybels of wrongdoing. So that was what was behind their defense of the pastor.
What has changed now by way of the Willow Creek elders' response?
Yes. So Bill Hybels stepped down, and then the elders actually said they were going to do their own 45-day inquiry, kind of how they had handled the situation and of the allegations that they learned about for the first time in the Tribune, because some of the women just didn't trust the process after they heard how other women's allegations had been treated. They didn't go to the elders anymore. And so some of those allegations were read about for the first time in the Tribune. They then appeared before the congregation during a midweek worship service and said they were sorry, that they owed these women an apology, that not all of the stories were lies. So it was a bit of a reversal, but it was a limited reversal. They also acknowledged that perhaps Bill Hybels had made some inappropriate decisions over the years and that their inquiry would continue. And then just recently, they announced that they were hiring a Christian conciliation firm to kind of act as a neutral third party to go between the elders and the women, many of whom are still reluctant to speak with the elders or participate in any kind of inquiry the elders say they are doing.
So what can we say of Hybels' accusers at this point with respect to their response to the latest actions of the elders, and in particular the hiring of Crossroads Reconciliation Group?
Yeah, so they don't believe the apology was a full enough, robust enough apology. They, you know, that only some of the story, not all of the stories were lies. They thought that was a bit half-hearted and not quite sincere. They just want an independent investigation. They want Willow Creek to partner with an independent, you know, investigation firm, or hire, I should say, or ask an independent investigator to look into these inquiries separate from the elders. There are certain standards that an independent inquiry would meet, and they just want the elders to do that first before they attempt any kind of reconciliation with the women. They claim that these are not broken relationships, broken friendships. This is a pastor who has sinned, who has transgressed, and needs to be held accountable for that, and that's step one, in their opinion. In the eyes of the accusers, that's step one. The elders say that they just want this conciliator to serve as a neutral third party so that avenues of communication can be opened. And, you know, where that leads could be an independent investigation, could be mediation, reconciliation. They don't know. They say they don't really have a destination in mind or a goal in mind. They just want those channels of communication open.
Crossroads Reconciliation Group has been employed by Willow Creek before, haven't they?
They have, and that was one of the criticisms of folks, former leaders, who want to hold the pastor accountable as well. About 12 years ago, the founder of Crossroads was hired. He worked for a different firm at the time, but was hired to come in because many employees at Willow Creek were accusing Bill Hybels of bullying them, verbal abuse, and the elders were hearing those complaints. They brought in the conciliator to work with Hybels and the elders, because the elders were trying to hold him accountable, and he was resisting those efforts. They asked him to take a time out. He resisted. They asked him, you know, to do certain things, and he wasn't complying with their requests. And so they brought in this conciliator to kind of work out resolution. And what ended up happening is one of the elders met with Hybels and this conciliator, and the next thing the rest of the elders knew is she resigned and left the church and didn't want to speak of it ever again.
So what may prove problematic about Crossroads' approach in the case of Willow Creek and the accusations against Bill Hybels?
You know, it's hard to know. I mean, Willow Creek claims that they really, this hiring of Crossroads was a first step. They need to have some sort of neutral third party to open the channel of communication and to figure out, okay, how do we move forward and, you know, agree on a path to find the truth, is what they said. And then they can advance toward reconciliation. I think that the fact that they're not just coming right out and saying, you know, we want to pursue an independent investigation is what is problematic, according to the accusers. They don't understand, the accusers don't understand why Willow Creek can't just say, okay, we're going to do an independent investigation here and get to the truth. It's just not the approach that they're taking, and the accusers are baffled as to why they won't do that. It's very possible that Willow Creek has the best of intentions by hiring this conciliation firm, but the accusers just, they don't understand why Willow doesn't understand the need for an independent investigation.
I have noticed, and I think this was very shortly after Bill Hybels' resignation, that Nancy Beach, who I believe was the first female pastor at Willow Creek from about a decade ago, she went online essentially saying, it's not over, this doesn't end things. What has she had to say?
She does a blog, and she was the first female teaching pastor at Willow Creek, and longtime teaching pastor there, and at one time a very good friend and colleague of Bill Hybels. She has a lot of credibility, a lot of currency with the Willow Creek congregation. And so for her to get out there and start writing blog entries and really, again, acting as a teaching pastor to try to explain why an independent investigation is needed, the apologies are not robust enough and sincere enough, I think that really is, she's an important voice in all of this. People trust Nancy Beach. They trust all of these women. I mean, they all had a long history with the church. Vonda Dyer was an important member of the music ministry and very respected, and somebody who wouldn't make this kind of story up about a church that she loves, that all of these women love. And, you know, this goes back to why it took so long for these women to come forward. They love Willow Creek. They loved its ministry, and they appreciated everything Bill Hybels gave to them, which was really empowering them as women in Christian ministry, something they had not been exposed to before. So they are deeply grateful for that, but they're also deeply conflicted that this man, they believe, really abused his power, and that's what this comes down to, is an abuse of power. And they want to make sure that that abuse of power ends, you know, and that the elders do what they're supposed to do and hold the pastor accountable.
Has there been any further response from Hybels himself?
There has not been. We've made several requests to talk with him, especially as the elders do shift their response. You know, certainly want to give him a chance to respond to that and answer any doubts that are now being cast on his claims following the Tribune investigation. But no, he has not responded to any of those requests.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, Manya. I think the last time I heard, he was in essence denying the accusations or saying that they were misinterpretations of kind of ordinary signs of friendship or affection. Has he budged at all on the question of whether or not this was inappropriate behavior?
I think he has acknowledged that he put himself in questionable situations, to that kind of implying that he created a situation or a climate where some of these allegations could be made, but he never backed down from saying some of those allegations were lies. He said that and stuck to that story even when he went before the congregation and told them he was stepping down. There was never any acknowledgement also that he was stepping down because he had committed inappropriate behavior. It was more because he didn't want to be a distraction to Willow Creek's ministry anymore.
What is his status with Willow Creek at this point?
As far as we know, he doesn't have a role in Willow Creek's ministry or leadership. He also does not have a role in the Willow Creek Association. He had been chairman of the board. He is no longer. And he has historically hosted the Global Leadership Summit, which is what the Willow Creek Association is best known for. It's an annual event every August where leaders from around the globe as well as across professions come and share, you know, leadership advice and talk about best practices. He will not be hosting that this year at all. We don't know. It remains to be seen whether he will return to the Willow Creek Association and to the Global Leadership Summit in, you know, years to come.
Finally, then, some of Hybels' accusers have said that this is not time for reconciliation, but for truth-finding or fact-finding. What does that mean?
Again, that is their need for an independent investigation. They want fact-finding to be done. They don't want to sit around a table and repair their friendship with folks at the church. They want to see truth uncovered. They want to see this pastor held accountable. That has really been their request from day one, has been, you know, do the homework, do the detective work, and don't do it yourselves, elders, because guess what? You might be compromised. You know, have someone independent outside the church do the investigation and come up with the truth so that there is proof and evidence and there's a report that shows, yes, indeed, this pastor might have crossed some lines. And then you can pursue, according to the accusers, then you can pursue reconciliation. You know, once you've done the work that's supposed to be done, then you can work on repairing friendships.
Manya Bashir Pashman is religion reporter for the Chicago Tribune. You can read her latest story on this subject at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Manya, thank you very much.
Thank you, Todd.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll talk with international human rights attorney Dr. John Warwick Montgomery about the U.S. State Department 2017 International Religious Freedom Report, as Americans feel their religious freedom is being slowly whittled away. We'll see how it is for the rest of the world. And it's our weekly media coverage of religion feature with syndicated columnist Terry Mattingly. I'm Todd Wilkin. Great to be back live. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority, they've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Wildwood, Missouri is a proud sponsor of Issues Etc. And if you enjoy the relevant, Christ-centered teachings presented on this program, then you should come and join us at St. Paul's on Sundays at 9 a.m., where you will hear sermons that proclaim Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins, and enjoy in-depth Bible studies to help us grow as disciples. For more information, check us out at stpaullutheranwildwood.org.